CBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The government shutdown is now on day 31. What do the American people think? Here's ABC National Correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
A third of those surveyed in the ABC News Washington Post Ipsos poll say Democrats are to blame for the shutdown. But more, 45%, say Republicans are mainly responsible. The remainder, 23%, aren't sure. Overall, more than 6 in 10 Americans now say they disapprove of the president's management of the federal government. Trump's approval on that score has dipped to 36%.
President Trump calling on the Senate to scrap the filibuster so the Republican majority could bypass Democrats and reopen the government. Republicans have been unwilling to change the rules to allow just a simple majority to get bills passed out of fear of what would happen if the Democrats take control. The last time a British royal had their title taken away was in the First World War. This time it happened overnight. Prince Charles stripping Andrew of his prince title over his association with Jeffrey Epstein. This is ABC News.
WISS, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation.
And home to Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hayes.
Governor Tony Evers has signed a collection of bills meant to bolster EMS staffing in Wisconsin. One of them reimburses students for their EMS classes taken at Wisconsin technical colleges. Another sends additional funding to those programs. Sometimes those classes are at risk of being canceled because there aren't enough students who sign up. On top of that, these bills would allow rule exceptions. Those exceptions allow joint departments to use more money from villages, towns, and cities. The bills also create a pilot program for 911 video calling to allow dispatchers to better respond to emergencies. Data from the National Emergency Medical Services Information System shows EMS and paramedics responded to more than 60 million calls across the country last year. In 2020, that number was about 43 million. Doing the math, that means in 4 years, calls for EMS response have jumped by 38%. The latest numbers from the Department of Health Services shows there are about 19,000 EMTs, paramedics, and other medical first responders in Wisconsin. Over 100 cross-country teams and hundreds of runners will compete for state titles this weekend. With more, here's Civic Media Sports Director Jimmy Cuska.
The 2025 State High School Boys and Girls Cross-Country Meets will be held on Saturday in Wisconsin Rapids. 52 boys and 52 girls teams, as well as dozens of individual qualifiers, will compete for state titles in three divisions. Kohler will defend state titles in both the boys and girls meets, while Nina will defend its D1 girls title, and Stevens Point will defend its D1 boys title this year. The field includes three former individual champions. You can follow the results on the WIAA's website at WIAA.org.
I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
A big night for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports, where the Bucks beat the Golden State Warriors 120-110. And that was without Giannis, who was scratched an hour before the game with knee soreness. Ryan Rollins stepped up with a career-high 32 points and was able to guard Stephen Curry. Doc Rivers.
I think you can put Ryan on anyone in as far as a guard. You know, Steph, there is no tougher guard maybe in NBA history other than Michael. To be able to guard Steph and then still score points, the number one thing it tells you about his conditioning level, and then it tells you about his mental toughness.
Baseball, Game 6 of the World Series tonight in Toronto. The Blue Jays up 3-2 over the Dodgers. NFL, the Packers play the Panthers Sunday. Micah Parsons named NFC Defensive Player of the Month and says the team is getting better every day.
We're just getting more advanced, and you know, it's a good thing when everyone's knowledgeable, when everyone's coming to work to learn, and everyone knows when their opportunity is going to be there.
That's Micah Parsons with Sports on Mike Clemens.
From Oshkosh City Hall to Madison, stay informed with the Civic Media Radio Network's news team. Real news, great conversation.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mix of clouds and sunshine heading into your Friday afternoon. Could see a late day shower, otherwise highs in the upper 40s, close to 50 degrees, a northwest breeze. Shower chances greatest tonight, especially around trick-or-treat time. Lows in the mid and upper 30s. It's 39 at our studios.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Cam Stevenson.
I don't think we've seen destruction at the White House like that since 1812.
The only people working hard in Washington, D.C. right now are the demolition workers tearing down the east facade of the White House. Let's bring in a whole demolition crew, Cam. That was, right. I mean, the metaphor of the year.
It's very symbolic to see the symbol of power in the United States demolished.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
The executive director of the League of Women Voters of Wisconsin, Deb Cronmiller, is here. There is a proposal for an independent commission to draw maps in Wisconsin. What a crazy whacked out idea.
How long have people been talking about getting an independent commission in Wisconsin?
You know, going back to 1971, that was the last time that our legislature and our governor actually agreed on maps.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, a recap of all the weekend news with Civic Media's news director, Shali Pittman. Special announcement coming up in hour number two. I hope you can join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley, WISS.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, TGIF, Shabbat Shalom, Juma Mavadik, happy Friday. It's the end of the week. It's the beginning of the brand new week. And I hope you're having a fine day today. It's also Halloween. And we all showed up in costume this morning. And I don't know, do we have the video, Nate? Is it ready? Okay, yeah, in just a few minutes. Actually, I'll play it for you when I finish with my my little intro here. So the stuff that we're going to talk about today on the Friday program, of course, it's Anything Goes Friday, whatever's on your mind. No guests today, just you and me. Is the 2028 election even going to happen? Is there a plot to use the Insurrection Act to end democracy? Also, Trump finally tells the truth. They could have ended the shutdown anytime they wanted. Now that people are blaming the Republican Party, maybe he wants to, you know, Ro Khanna and I were talking about this a couple days ago. Well, I'll remind you about it. Also, excuse me, is America poised to strike military targets in Venezuela? In the second hour of our program, it's looking like the U.S. is going to limit refugees to 7,500 white South Africans, a persecuted minority. Oh, my God. Also, The MAGA prosecutor tells us, won't tell us about scrubbing sentencing memos for a rioter who threatened Obama. Why? Why is Jeanine Pirro doing this? It's downright strange. In the third hour, puppy killer Kristi Noem refuses to pause ICE operations in Chicago so that they can trick and treat, so that kids can trick or treat. What have we become? And let's look at Trump's successful meeting with President Xi. I want to just give you a kind of a wrap-up, an overview, an analysis of that. So, a lot to talk about. My op-ed today over at HartmanReport.com is titled, excuse me, Will the 2028 Election Even Happen? Is there a plot to use the Insurrection Act to end democracy? I mean, this is actually, I think, an increasingly big issue. We've got two governors, both Pritzker and Gavin Newsom, who have raised this question. Are we even going to have a 2028 election? What's the scenario by which Donald Trump might be able to suspend the election? It would involve invoking the Insurrection Act. Now, the Insurrection Act has been invoked numerous times before, including during the Civil War. And even during the Civil War, Abraham Lincoln still had elections. But arguably, Donald Trump could suspend elections as president in 2028 if he chooses. And so how would we get there? Well, I see a couple of scenarios, two primary scenarios. The first one is a domestic insurrection scenario, since it's the Insurrection Act. A lot of people are wondering, you know, why is Trump being so brutal? Why are these ICE and CPB, a couple of days ago in Chicago, in a relatively affluent neighborhood, a 67-year-old guy was driving home in his own car, nice car. He was a member of a local running club, and they had been out for a run in the morning. He's driving home, and he comes upon an ICE action in his neighborhood, and he's trying to get around them to go to his driveway. And they stop his car. They're all upset with him. They pull open the door. They drag him out, throw him to the ground, and beat him, basically. Broke six ribs and caused internal bleeding. 67-year-old guy, no threat at all. Why would they do that? Increasingly, there is speculation, and I'm among those who are speculating. Increasingly, there is speculation that the reason for this is because Donald Trump is trying to provoke a violent reaction from the local people. He wants people to fight back. He wants a Kent State scenario. You recall at Kent State, there were 3,000 students out there. And, you know, they were pissed off. And, you know, Trump wants there to be violence so that he can respond with violence. And you'll recall on May 1st of 19, what was it, 74, as I recall, or 1970, excuse me. May 1st, 1970, Governor Ronald Reagan came out and said, he called the people who were protesting brats, freaks, and cowardly fascists. And then he said, Ronald Reagan said, if it takes a bloodbath, let's get it over with. No more appeasement. And 3 days later, on May 4th, the governor of Ohio gave him his wish, you know, with the blessing of Richard Nixon, the president at the time. 28 National Guard soldiers opened fire with live ammunition on an estimated 3,000 protesters. And in 13 seconds, 70 shots were fired. And Alison Krauss, Jeffrey Miller, William Schroeder, and Sandra Scheuer were dead. 9 others wounded. Schroeder had been shot in the back, as were several of the people who were just injured. This, I believe, is what Trump wants. He's trying to out Goldwater, Barry Goldwater, I think, you know, or out Nixon, Richard Nixon, or out Reagan, Ronald Reagan. And then he will, I think he thinks he'll have an excuse to declare an insurrection. Another possibility is that he's, you know, is that what Trump is trying to do here is, you know, create an international incident. Now, he's over in South Korea meeting with President Xi, and he puts on his failing, you know, Nazi-infested social media site that it's time for America to start testing nuclear weapons. Other people are doing it. We're going to do it, too. Well, nobody has tested a nuclear weapon since 1979 other than North Korea, and that was years ago. I don't recall the last year, but the Soviet Union, the last time they tested was 79. That was, I believe, the last year we did, too. So what's he talking about? I you know, this is like Dr. Strangelove. And, you know, where Slim Pickens is riding the bomb down. And in fact, Drudge Report had a picture of Donald Trump riding the bomb down. You know, it's a Slim Pickens photograph. Followed by the following subheads. These were the headlines on Drudge Report yesterday. Trump orders nuke tests, how he learned to love the bomb. And then the subheads. Pentagon readying thousands of reaction forces as domestic missions widen. There's your Kent State scenario. Troops across the country being trained for civil unrest. There's your Kent State scenario. The White House officials moving on to military bases. That's your Kent State goes nationwide scenario. I mean, Stephen Miller and his wife are now living in a home designed for military brass. Kristi Noem and her boyfriend apparently are living in a home designed for an admiral. I mean, you know, they're taking over this military housing, very high end housing, by the way, because it's on military bases, and they're so frightened. I mean, somebody wrote in chalk in the sidewalk in front of Stephen Miller's house that he was a fascist, and he just freaked out. Oh my God, you know, somebody wrote in chalk on my lawn, on my sidewalk. I've got to move. You know, the rest of the subheads on Drudge, the Don swaps decorated admiral with 33-year-old Doge staffer. DOD can't say who it killed in military strikes against drug smugglers. See, that ties into the Dr. Strangelove scenario. Let's start an international war. And Dems excluded from briefing, you know, which I'm going to talk about a little later in the program. Later in the day, you know, we learned that all 50 states now have the National Guard and I guess it's 51 because D.C. has its own National Guard as well, of all 50 states plus D.C. have been ordered to create quick reaction forces for, quote, domestic disturbances. I mean, this is the stuff that this nightmare is made of. And by the way, this would not be brand new. John Adams got the Alien and Sedition Acts passed in 1798, or maybe it was 1797. In 1798, he used them and shut down all 20, or I think it was 20 plus, 21, 22, of the Democratic newspapers, the newspapers that were favorable to Thomas Jefferson, the guy that ran against Adams in the election of 1800. Dan Sisson and I wrote a book about this called The American Revolution of 1800. And, I mean, this is just wild stuff. Trump appears to be trying to repeat that. I mean, literally putting your political enemies in jail and the newspaper publishers who support them. And now Steve Bannon is claiming that in 2029, Donald Trump is still going to be president. And Pritzker and Newsom are both saying, you know, it looks like that's what he's trying to do. So there's these two scenarios. One, Trump involves us in a world war, which also raises the question, if he involves us in a world war, who are the allies he's going to pick? You really think it's going to be France or Ukraine? I think it's going to be, you know, China, India, Saudi Arabia, the UAE, Qatar, Russia, Israel, the countries that are, you know, essentially dictatorships are moving in that direction in the case of India and Israel. I really, you know, seriously doubt that it's going to be, you know, Europe and Australia. It's just, you know, look at everything Donald Trump has done. So it appears to me that he has a plan and that we need to be talking about this and we need to be disrupting it and we need to be doing it soon and disrupting it by outing it, basically. I mean, it's... Yeah, you can't deal with a problem until you've identified it. And this problem seems to be Donald Trump's wholehearted embrace of neo-fascism. We'll be right back. It's 16 minutes past the hour. Stay with us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
The truth about what's going on in Congress. I'll tell you about that right after this. Stay with us. If you snore and your partner hasn't moved to another room yet, congratulations. You've either found true love or your partner has no other place to go. Hey, let's talk about what your partner really wants in bed. Silence. If you want to actually impress them in bed, stop keeping them awake from your snoring and give them 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep. Zepa is the only FDA-approved and patented anti-snoring solution invented by a leading sleep doctor that stops snoring at the source. Zepa has a 91% success rate backed by a 91-night sleep guarantee. For a limited time, go to Zepa.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, or text TOM to 511-511 and get the absolute best solution guaranteed to stop your snoring with the Happy Z-Pack and save over 24% off. Plus, Zepa will donate $10 to breast cancer research. Visit ZYPPAH.com, use the code TOM, or text TOM to 511-511 and save over 24% with the Happy Z-Pack and start improving your sleep health today. Remember, Zepa is Happy Z spelled backwards. Text fees may apply.
With locations in Appleton and Oshkosh, Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley since 1972, offering comprehensive eye care services. Their doctors also share a special interest in treating chronic dry eye disease, providing specialty contact lenses, and expert pediatric eye care. Find Insight Eye Care on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Improving lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be a little tricky. So here at WISS, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WISS.FM and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you've got an event to share, hit us up. Email info at WISS.FM. We can work together to have real news and great conversation while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Ohio Secretary of State Frank LaRose announced October 28th that his office had referred 1,200 illegal voting cases to the U.S. Justice Department for prosecution. But his track record of convictions is less than stellar, and many of the cases were previously declined by Ohio County prosecutors for lack of evidence. In 2024, LaRose demanded county prosecutors act on 633 cases of alleged voter fraud LaRose had referred for prosecution during his tenure. Only 12 cases were pursued, and only 6 resulted in an indictment because there wasn't enough evidence. The year before, LaRose pulled out of ERIC, the multi-state cooperative which updates state voter registration lists for voters who've moved, died, or may have duplicate registrations. In his latest crusade, which includes the cases county prosecutors chose not to prosecute, LaRose claims that 1,084 non-citizens registered to vote unlawfully in Ohio, including 167 non-citizens who cast a ballot in a federal election. Another 99 Ohio voters voted in 2 states in the same election, 16 voted twice in Ohio, 14 voted in a federal election after the date of their death, 4 engaged in ballot collection, and 2 registered where it was not their primary residence. It's now up to federal prosecutors to separate fact from fiction. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. What if I told you most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, even cognitive decline. Scary, but true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for, or you could end up doing more harm than good. So before you buy another tub of collagen from your Amazon or your local store, go check out the top 5 collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. And right now, I can get you a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price at GetNativePath.com, plus free shipping. This offer is only available at GetNativePath.com. That's G-E-T, GetNativePath, P-A-T-H, .com/Hartman. H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N, getnativepath.com/Hartman.
There's thunder on the border, smoke in the sky. Leaders call it freedom, but the truth's gone dry. They're training the soldiers, they're loading the guns, saying it's for peace, but we know how that's done. From Kent State to right now, the lesson's the same. They fear even happen, or will the flag wave over something that's already gone? They'll call it safety, they'll call it order, while they're crossing that final line.
They talk about enemies, but they're looking within. Every law they write cuts deeper in skin. This talk of the bomb and whispers.
So 2028 elections actually happen. I don't know, we'll see. Anyhow, Donald Trump, you'll recall last week, Congressman Ro Khanna was on the program, and he and I were talking about how we had had a conversation in email a few days earlier, and in which I had pointed out to him that John Thune, the leader of the Senate, has the ability to suspend the filibuster. He could do it permanently, or he could just do it as a one-off for this one single piece of legislation. You know, which is the continuing resolution that would keep the government open, that would fund food stamps, and it would fund, you know, everything, basically, you know. And although the cuts would still be there, you know, the Republican cuts. But anyhow, John Thune could end the government shutdown and get the air traffic controllers back to work and everything else. And Ro Khanna went on CNN after our conversation and said that and talked about it here on this program. And all the Republicans, and by the way, the media has just refused to mention this. I mean, I've been saying this, as you know, on this program for weeks, for a month. You know, I mean, this is what, we're a month into this thing. And I've been saying this for the entire month. John Thune could end this tomorrow. He could end it today. He could end it in 5 minutes. He only needs 50 votes. He's got 53 senators. Plus, he's got the vice president. That's 54 votes. Plus, he's got John Fetterman. So, you know, and Catherine Cortez Masto and Angus King. So, you know, but for some reason, the media just refuses to even acknowledge it as a possibility. Well, Donald Trump came out last night and said, hey, you should do this. He said he said this over on Truth Social. He said it is now time for the Republicans to play their Trump card and go for what is called the nuclear option. Get rid of the filibuster and get rid of it now. Well, really? Meanwhile, we are hearing that, you know, well, actually, not so much meanwhile. At the same time, there's some pushback coming out of the Senate. I mean, you know, John Thune really doesn't want to talk about this. He really doesn't want to talk about ending the filibuster. And the reason why, of course, is because Republicans want to continue to have the filibuster. But also, I don't think Republicans want to take the heat for this. And yet they're starting to feel it, and particularly now that word is spreading that the SNAP benefits, the food stamp benefits, that there's $6 billion in this one reserve fund and $24 billion in another reserve fund that Trump used during his last shutdown to fund SNAP. He can do it.
Hartman program. Call 202-808-9925.
I don't get it why the media never wants to talk about this stuff. I just don't get it. Anyhow, are we going to strike Venezuela? I'll tell you about that after the break, and I'll pick up your calls. What's on your mind?
Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now, 800-213-9259, 800-213-9259, 800-213-9259. That's 800-213-9259.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Civic Media Sports Authority Mike Clemens. And it's a bar band Friday night, so Terry Barr drops by with great music and fun chat. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 6 till 8.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Stories of razor blades and apples and other such horrors have resulted in hypervigilance by parents at Halloween. So what are the best practices to remain safe this trick-or-treating season?
I think when we talk about safety in general, every year somewhere in the country, there tends to be some sort of concern about candy. Now, is it happening everywhere? No.
That's Lieutenant Megan Cash, the Public Information and Community Resources Officer with the Appleton Police Department. To stay safe and for peace of mind, Cash says there are steps parents and kids can take to ensure their candy and other treats are safe.
Wait till you get home looking through that candy. Know where you're going trick-or-treating. Understand some of those concerns can still exist, but more of that concern is about just like making sure things aren't unwrapped.
Cash said when choosing a costume, to avoid long trailing fabric that can be a tripping hazard. If your child is wearing a mask, make sure the eye holes are large enough for them to see clearly, or forgo the mask completely and use makeup instead. Give trick-or-treaters flashlights or glow sticks to help them see better, and so drivers can see the little monsters, ghosts, witches, and Power Rangers better.
Trying to maintain that visibility is really important. But let's say you are going as a group, staying in that group, making sure that when you're moving in that group that you're staying on the sidewalks. Crossing the road safely is really important. You know, looking both ways.
Trick-or-treat hours in Appleton and Oshkosh are tonight. In Appleton from 4 till 7, and in Oshkosh from 5 until 7. And as you prepare for the spooky night, make it less scary by using safety tricks that make the treats even better. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM. Don't miss any of the stories that impact your life. Catch WISS's News Roundup in podcast form. Go to WISS.FM to subscribe.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A mix of clouds and sunshine heading into your Friday afternoon. Could see a late day shower, otherwise highs in the upper 40s, close to 50 degrees, a northwest breeze. Shower chances greatest tonight, especially around trick-or-treat time. Lows in the mid and upper 30s. Right now it's 40.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Let's say you have a couple who's about to get married. You get them a gift at the wedding shower. You get them a gift at the wedding. You get them a gift at the baby shower. If they buy a house, you get them a housewarming gift.
I have never been married. I doubt I ever will be. What do? You just say, I'm going to celebrate my singlehood. Bring me a gift. Brett Brown Deere says, Todd, you don't get a gift for not getting married because you already won by staying single.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Todd Allbaugh.
Join us for a special Halloween edition next time. Peter Rapine from EPOM's World with spooky headlines. And on a serious note, celebrating Day of the Dead or Dia de los Muertos with Juan Garcia.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Did you know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
The rich are still hungry. They crawl from Wall Street graves at night, dressed in gold, in greed, in fright. They feast on wages, hopes and zombie billionaires in tailored flares. They whisper growth while stealing shares. They drink our sweat. They sell
Look out for those zombie billionaires. Happy Halloween. The U.S. posed to strike military targets in Venezuela. This is interesting. The Trump administration is now claiming that they're going after a major drug trafficking organization headed up by, guess who? Nicolas Maduro. Remember when the head of Panama, Manuel Noriega, was laundering money for friends of George Herbert Walker Bush? A lot of American billionaires and skeezy corporations were, you know, literally running money and laundering money through Panama. And it was about to be exposed. And so George Herbert Walker Bush goes down to Panama and basically, you know, abducts Noriega and brings him here and puts him in solitary confinement in an American prison where he'll never speak to the press ever again. I don't know if this is, you know, purely analogous, but Trump just raised the bounty on Maduro's head to $50 million, put a $25 million bounty on his top lieutenants, and is continuing to claim that he's blowing up these little boats and the people in them because they're running drugs with no evidence. Mark Warner, Senator Mark Warner, the Democrat from Virginia, he's he's on the Senate Intelligence Committee. He's furious. They held a hearing about these, you know, shooting these boats out of the water with the military and refused to allow any of the Democrats in the hearing room. And over in the House, same deal. And Jason Crow in the House, he said, I heard no strategy, no end game, no assessment of how they're going to end the flow of drugs in the United States, which needs to happen, by the way. I'm telling you, this is all pretext. Donald Trump is trying to get us into a war so he can declare an emergency. He's trying to provoke a Kent State so he can declare an emergency. And all of it has to do with the 2028 election and the Republican Party holding power forever. And why do we know that's so important? Because they are committing crimes, actual crimes, taking bribes, beating people in the streets, imprisoning people with, you know, arresting people with no warrants. I mean, literally every single day, these people are committing dozens, if not hundreds of actual felony crimes, and they wouldn't be doing this if they thought that they would ever be held to account. They don't believe they'll ever have to answer for it because they don't believe that they're ever going to lose power because they've got this plan to control the elections. And it's up to us to make sure that we blow up that plan by showing up in absolutely massive numbers for the elections this week, or next week, next Tuesday, and a year from next Tuesday. And that gives us 12 months to prepare, and we've got a lot of work to do to get ready for it. But I just don't see an alternative. Do you? Let's pick up your calls here. Stephen in Philadelphia. Hey, Stephen, what's on your mind today?
Yes, I'm also concerned about apparently the U.S. may be firing Tomahawk missiles into Venezuela, basically provoking them. But countering that is China and maybe even the Soviet Union
Russia.
Going to their defense. And so, yeah, Russia. So my concern is that, you know, it could provoke World War III or some regional conflict. And I don't know who's going to complain about or what we can do. I realize we've got to vote on Tuesday, but, you know, I don't want the time we have to do things other than to, like, complain as loudly as possible. And maybe the publicity will scare somebody back to say, you know, like somebody actually pushing that button on the cruise missile will say, gee, I don't think this is a good idea. We're not really, you know, it's not an imminent threat and there's no declaration of war from Congress. So if you have any other suggestions besides voting on Tuesday, please let us all know.
Well, the suggestion, the Pramila Jayapal, the congresswoman from Washington State who, you know, last year was the head of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, it's Greg Kazar now. But anyhow, her suggestion on this program, what, day before yesterday, as I recall, was that we all call our Republican members of Congress. That's they can stop Trump dead in his tracks right now. And it doesn't take, like, all of them. It takes, you know, five or six of them in the House and three or four of them in the Senate. So
that's an excellent suggestion.
Yeah. I mean, you're in Pennsylvania. And you, I realize both of your senators, I believe both of your senators are Democrats, but John Fetterman might as well be a Republican. He's voting with the Republicans more often than not. So, you know, call his office, too, and just make it clear what your opinions are.
It's great. Just try to get a hold of people as you can, no matter who it is.
Yeah. But in particular, the Republicans. I mean, the Democrats know how we feel. Although, if you've got a wishy-washy Democrat or, you know, one of these kind of Jared Golden, Josh Gottheimer, you know, on-the-take Democrat types, you know, call them, too. You know, and tell them to get a spine and start you know, getting with the program. Stephen, great question. Thank you for calling. Frank in South Woodstock, New York. Hey, Frank, what's up? Frank in South Woodstock, New York. Going once, going twice. Got to listen to your phone, not the TV or whatever. Byron in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Hey, Byron, what's on your mind today?
Tom. The 47 Democrats in the Senate actually represent 52% of the voters, whereas the 53 Republicans in the Senate to represent about 48% of the voters.
The numbers are even worse than that, by the way. The Republicans only represent 41% of the voter, of the citizens of the United States.
Okay, well, I calculated 48, but my point is, you know, they're ruling as a majority party, but they're really a minority party.
That's true.
Because of that, they can set the rules. They can determine what comes to the floor for a vote. They outnumber the Democrats on every subcommittee. They head every subcommittee, and they're actually a minority. And this was in effect even in Trump's first term, where they confirmed three Supreme Court justices, and they were really a minority representing a minority of the voters. So this is undermines the public's interest in the voters' will. Yeah. And the reason for this is basically because a state like California has 80 times the population of a state like Wyoming, mm-hmm. but yet they each get two senators.
Yep.
California has 40 million people, and I think Wyoming has about a half a million people.
Yeah, 600,000.
But yet they each get two senators. It's ridiculous. I mean, our founding fathers did not foresee one state having 80 times the population of another state, but this is what we've got.
Yep.
And, you know, you can amend the Constitution, but the Republicans would never go along with it because the present system favors them. Okay. But even if you could amend it, I don't know how you would amend it to fix this problem. What are your thoughts on it?
Back in 1980, or back in the 1970s, a lot of the Midwestern and Rocky Mountain low-population states, Montana, Wyoming, Kansas, Iowa, Nebraska, were all Democratic states. You know, Frank Church was from Idaho, if I'm remembering correctly. You know, he was a Democrat, right? You had a whole bunch of Democratic senators from these states. And the Republicans, when Rush Limbaugh started having some considerable success in the late 80s, I think it was 86 that he rolled his show out, the Republicans thought, hey, we can use this to flip these low population states. In a state like Montana or Wyoming, You know, if you wanted to buy a radio station in New York State or in California in a high population area, you're talking, you know, $20, $50, $100, $300 million to buy a major radio station in a major market. But you can buy a radio station in rural Montana or Wyoming for, under $1 million. I mean, for you know, what you could mortgage a house for. And so what they did was they went in and they just started buying radio stations in all of these low population states. And the Koch brothers set up what they called state policy centers, think tanks, in each one of these states. And they started buying newspapers, local newspapers in these states. And basically, once they controlled the propaganda operation, the media operations in about 10 or 12 of these low population states, they flipped them all red during that period between 1970 and 1990. And that's how we got to where we are right now. And, you know, I've been out here yelling about this for 30 years. I mean, I was writing op-eds about this in the 90s. I was talking about this on the radio in the 2000s. Bernie Sanders organized a meeting with a bunch of senators, members of the House, Democrats, back in 2000, I think it was 9, where those of us with Air America Radio went in and pitched it and said, hey, y'all need to, you know, get your donors to start buying media outlets, and particularly in low population states. And we got kind of blown off by the corporate Democrats, specifically the Clinton machine. But you know, that's the way to do it, Byron, is to do what the Republicans did, which is start buying the media. And that's going to take some serious money and some serious commitment and an actual plan. And, you know, if there's anybody in Democratic leadership listening and they would like to hear me repeat my pitch from 2009, you know, or the article I wrote for Nation magazine or whatever, I'm happy to do it. But that's how they did it. And that's how Democrats could do it if they could get their damn act together. Byron, thanks for the call. Great point. It's 46 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with you in just a second. Stay with us. It's the Tom Hartman Program. It's Anything Goes Weekend here on this Halloween day. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with you.
Night's sleep. Ugh, boy. Whew. I got a letter from the IRS yesterday and I just couldn't sleep. Man, I'm dying here. Somebody help me.
IRS problems affect more than just your finances. If you're ready to take back control of your life and you owe more than $10,000, you need to call the tax doctor. Their expert staff can immediately protect you from the IRS and state collectors and get you the best possible tax settlement guaranteed. The IRS has recently released new programs geared in helping struggling taxpayers, where you may qualify to settle your tax debt and wipe out up to 85% or more of what you currently owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the tax doctor right now. See if you qualify to pay less.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 96.5 and 98.3 FM WISS and 1100 AM.
Let's go. You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshes, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Busted Pencils, fully lettered education talk.
You know, one of those things, and speaking about AI, guess what I did? I used AI to prepare for the show today, Johnny. You know, of course I did. I got it together, put up a little outline. You know, the suggested title, AI, Apocalypse or Opportunity.
Well, I can guess what the AI thinks, Tim.
Yeah.
Subscribe to Busted Pencils wherever you listen to podcasts and at civicmedia.us.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Hey, if you snore and your partner hasn't yet moved to another room, congratulations. You've either found true love or your partner has no other place to go. Let's talk about what your partner really wants in bed. Silence. If you want to actually impress them in bed, stop keeping them awake with your snoring and give them 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep. Zepa is the only FDA-approved and patented anti-snoring solution invented by a leading sleep doctor that stops snoring at the source. Zepa has a 91% success rate backed by a 91-night sleep guarantee. For a limited time, go to Zepa.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, or text TOM to 511-511 to get the absolute best solution guaranteed to stop your snoring with a happy Z-Pack and save over 24% off. Plus, Zepa will donate $10 to breast cancer research. Visit ZYPPAH.com and then use the code TOM or text TOM to 511-511 and save over 24% off with the Happy Z-Pack and start improving your sleep health today. Remember, Zepa is Happy Z spelled backwards.
There's a shadow on your timeline, friend, a caps lock ghost that won't quiet in his howling rig from beyond the feed, still hungry for attention and greed. He's not on Earth, he's not quite gone, just haunting servers all night long. Trick or tweet, he's back again tonight, posting fright and picking fights. Every lie's a little bite. Trick or tweet, tweet, tweet. He's got bots that crawl and trolls that bite. They rise at dawn, they fear the light. He screams fake news at the break of day, then drifts to true social to decay.
Did that go out?
He doesn't need.
And welcome back. 53 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Beachside Bill in Orlando, Florida. Hey, Bill, what's up?
Afternoon, Tom. Hope everybody's well out there. It's a lot going on. Sometimes it's overwhelming, but I'll get to my point. Happy Halloween to everybody, by the way. Mm-hmm. I'll get to the time change in a second, but I just want to ask everybody to get out there, if they can, to go donate a pint of blood in honor of Halloween today, because I'm at 159 and a quarter gallons, and I'll be at 160 by the end of the year. So I just wanted to
You're gonna live to 100, Bill.
I'm sorry?
You're going to live to 100. Giving blood extends your lifespan.
It does. It's helped me. It keeps me alive, Tom. It keeps me going. It really, it's like you get a clean bill of health each time I donate, which is in a couple of Sundays from now. So try to help people out there. Just, think about those who need platelets. They keep begging for blood, and, I can't express that enough. So yeah. Hopefully that'll motivate people.
Yep.
Go ahead.
No, it's all right. I was going to wax poetic about the wonders of giving blood and how it stimulates your stem cells and rejuvenates your body. And, it's an important thing to do. Anyhow, back to you, Bill. You wanted to talk about the time zone change.
Just the time change quick. I've always disliked the time change. I visit Hawaii a lot. They've never had to change their time. And here in Florida and there's a couple other states, Indiana, a couple of states who don't change their time. And, as much as I dislike my Senator Rick Scott and I despise everything he does, he is for changing, keeping it on permanent, Eastern Standard Time or Standard, whatever. I'll take long days in the summer. I don't care.
Yep.
They always say that, children can, the children going to school early when it's dark outside. School times can be adjusted. They can be adjusted when the sun comes up. I always like when the time goes back, like tomorrow night it does.
Yeah.
But, back when I was working, it was just really tough.
We need to get rid of it, Bill. I completely agree. It causes car accidents. It causes depression. It's a destructive thing. And it was done to help the golf business back in the day. So, yeah, I'm with you. Bill, thank you. Carlos in Carson, California. Hey, Carlos, what's up?
Hey, I saw your talk here in Long Beach. You're a very prolific man, I'll tell you, very erudite. Yeah, I was impressed.
Well, thank you. You were in the audience?
Yeah, I was.
Oh, you should introduce yourself.
I wanted to ask you a question, but I have to leave.
Oh, okay.
But I'm impressed with your knowledge. But listen, since you know so much, there is increasing talk coming out of Europe that Hurricane Melissa that just devastated Jamaica maybe a very opportunistic instrument, because they're planning to build what they call Jamaica 2030 smart cities.
Hmm.
I find that very, very interesting that there's this political move to create these smart cities called Jamaica 2030, and the hurricane devastated that specific area.
Sounds like disaster capitalism, Carlos.
Yes, what it is, but it's more than that. It's building a future society, because out of this will probably come the 15-minute cities that will be controlled by AI. You see, I'm very concerned about all this. And, of course, if that hurricane hits our east coast with the Congress not coming to an agreement on the budget, deliberately not coming to an agreement, because that's going to create
that hurricane has wandered off. But it was the worst hurricane in history. I mean, this is what global warming is doing to us. So they're going to get worse and worse. Carlos, thanks for the call. We'll be back on the other side of the break. It's looking like the U.S. is going to limit refugees to nothing but white South Africans. Honest to God, I'll tell you about this right after the break. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv. That's T-H-O-M.tv to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv. Tag, you're it.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
What is your favorite or least favorite word? Cinnamon. Love that word. And it's a superfood. I don't like the word buttress just because I'm immature. Con.
My favorite word is scoundrel. I would also say buttocks.
I said buttress and you said buttocks. John in Madison says words with silent letters bug me too. Pneumonia. Dumb. Funny because my name is John.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
Also, I wanted to share real quickly just a text that came in from Andrew in Maine. One of the many favorable features of Civic Media is the various hosts' willingness to engage listeners via texts, calls, comments, allowing a feeling of conversation instead of being talked at. Thank you, Jane, Greg, Boardlord, and Dan, along with the rest of Civic Media staff and admin. Thank you so much, Andrew.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is WISS Berlin-Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein-Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President Trump, in a string of social media posts, is now calling on the Senate Republicans to kill the filibuster. That would allow Republicans to end the government shutdown without a single Democratic vote. It comes as funding for SNAP, federal food assistance, and other critical programs for millions of Americans runs out at midnight. ABC News Washington Managing Editor Catherine Falders says so far the Trump administration will not use emergency funds to fund SNAP further.
They originally said that they could tap those funds. Now they're saying they can't tap those emergency funds. And it was interesting to see this play out in federal court, where one of the judges who was hearing a case related to SNAP benefits said it's hard to see how this isn't an emergency. Republicans are just saying that the funds aren't there, that they can't tap into them.
Hurricane Melissa now being blamed for at least 19 deaths in Jamaica. Officials say that toll is expected to rise as they reach devastated areas. Melissa, meantime, pushing out further in the Atlantic after grazing Bermuda last night. This is ABC News.
Know what's happening.